Hold on. One more thing. That's right, Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast. It is currently March 8th, 2024, International Women's Day. We got to give a huge shout out to those women.
Hell yeah.
I'm your host, Stevie V.
Josh. And
he's giving you that underground sound. It sounds pretty soothing, man.
I'm happy. I'm proud of this one, man. Sounds pretty cool.
We're going to post the video of something like this on the Facebook page at some point in time. But it was slicker than cat shit.
Right? And I'm going to start doing a little bit of a having fun little show after each one of these episodes. So
speaking of that,
lots of people are like, oh, I don't like that stuff. Well, that's cool. But people that do, check it out after. I'll do a little, I don't know, 20, 30 minutes, whatever.
This is going to be your
little live little mix.
The shit that we recorded before this. I'm going to throw it at the end of the episode.
For sure.
Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast, Casper, Wyoming. Last week we were in the garage. We're in the basement this week. You're good right there. Welcome.
We made her. Oh, yeah, that's the other part I was supposed to do. Damn it.
Hey.
I forgot about that part.
You know what? You know what is so beautiful about our tag team duo?
What's that?
We put together an amazing show.
I think so, too, man.
That three-wheel bicycle.
Dude. People just like put random, oh, I found this beat and I found this sound and I found this and whatever, you know.
Yeah, you have see, and that is another cool thing about this podcast is we have different art forms. You know,
right,
what I mean?
Right. Yeah, we are artists. We are, this is, Well, we've never called it an artist podcast, but I mean, for real,
Well, I'm an artist.
Right.
I'm an artist. Yeah, that's an art form.
It 100% is. If you have good, nice looking welds, you have an artist
to have poop on your finger.
If you have poop on your finger.
Shout out to
holy Ivan. Shitballs.
Ivan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. To Tubal's
tattoo.
Shout out to Gunner. Shout out to Tommy. I got both my kids tatted on me.
Looking fresh
from
to death.
From each one. I got my daughter's name from Tommy, and I got my son's name from Gunner. And I've got tattoos on all my fingers. I got my poop from Gunner. And, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Amazing artist, sir.
Artist. I mean, that's kind of, if you think about it, that's pretty much what our podcast is. We're trying to promote art.
Yeah. Art in different forms.
Well, we used to say, we're going to promote your business. We'll promote your band. We'll promote all this local stuff. And you know how all that kind of goes, whatever. But, yeah, we're 100% promoting art. And I think it's a better, yeah.
Well, I...
Yeah, and... Not to say, like, piss on you or whoever, but yeah. You know what I mean. Like,
yeah. Well, it's... See, here's a cool...
We've been putting our shit out there for a lot of people for a long time.
Well, the other thing that was crazy, too... So, I want to say thank you to everybody that... well, it was kind of an abrupt bonus episode. I guess a three-wheel bicycle, but...
Right.
Found the... Well, it was a memory thing, and it was, like, the first time I started the podcast or whatever, you know what I mean? And, like, T-Bone was on it, and, like, I...
Oh, that was before my time, bro.
Yeah, well, I mean, either or, but, like, when I sat there and listened to it, and then, like...
Oh,
When he was, like... Yeah, there's going to be some fucks thrown and all that shit. And it's like,
okay,
all right. Thanks for that, man. Thank you for grounding me back to where it all started.
Right. And how long ago was that?
7 years ago. Dude? 7 years ago.
It's got to be longer than that, man.
Well, according to Facebook memories.
Well, that I'm saying when you... We're first starting and trying to do this podcast.
It was in on Cherokee Lane in PV.
Right.
Is when I got that.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Okay.
This, that, the other.
Yeah. But
there was
not related to what you were just saying.
Yeah. Because that's where we were at.
Right. Okay.
Was
I
in
get
the,
it. I get
the
it.
Basement. And oddly enough, we're in the basement right now. Hit that applause button. Heck yeah.
All right. I know it. Yes, you're right. Come. Calm down, guys.
Yeah. Take it easy. We appreciate you. And the other thing I wanted to say, shout out to 10 for 10 for being on the show last week.
Oh, shit.
Dude. That was the first time ever garage... live performance.
And we should do it a lot more.
Yes.
With any of you bands that want to come do this shit, man.
I actually, today, crazy. Shout out to.
Oh, wait. No. I redact what I just said because that's up to Stevie.
Redact? What's. Redact? That's a word?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a Scrabble word, dude. You get lots of points for redact in Scrabble.
Really? What the hell does it mean?
That means I take my words back. I take back what I said.
Ah.
Because I didn't mean what I said. Don't take that for real.
Huh. Crazy. Cool. That's a new word. That is
crazy cool. Hey.
That is a new word.
Who had that album?
Which one?
Crazy Cool. I think, well, it might have been called something else. I know Crazy Cool was in.
Ooh. You're talking about that TLC one? Crazy Sexy Cool?
Oh, Sexy.
The Waterfall.
Sexy. We were missing Sexy out of there.
The Waterfall.
Crazy Sexy Cool. I remember that shit.
So, shout out to, obviously, Little Shop of Burgers. Chill.
Whoop, whoop.
Best burgers here. Casper, Wyoming.
I said calm down, people. Chill.
Met a new band today. Short Timers out of Cheyenne.
Okay.
Do you give me his business card?
Short Timers?
Yep.
All right.
Bunch of cool old cats. Okay. I haven't checked them out. We're going to have to listen to them once we go back outside. So
I shouldn't say anything yet?
I don't know. Are you a short timer?
I just don't like the name.
Cool
dudes. Just because I've been in jail and all that stuff.
Oh, like word.
The name of short timer. So, oh, cool. Yeah, cool for you.
Oh, yeah. you're one of those guys. Yes.
Piss off. You're getting down here anyway.
I've done more time on the shitter than you've. Yeah. Let's see. Yeah. Let's see. Okay.
Hey, guys, Stevie's trying to talk.
Yeah, take it easy.
Hey. Hey.
The sound effects are fucking funny.
Jeez, they won't listen. They don't listen.
Joey sent me a Snapchat. We're going to see what it hears like. See what it hears like. Does that make any sense?
See what it hears like? Okay. All right, man. I'm down to see what it hears like.
One, two, Todd's coming for you. 3, 4, go and lock the door. 5, 6, get your itchy sticks.
Oh, beautiful dogs.
Beautiful. Itchy sticks?
Itchy sticks.
Itchy.
He was sticks. Feeding.
What's an itchy stick? Oh. Yeah, I won't comment on that. I was just going to say, I know what an itchy stick is. Yeah, we'll leave that.
I'm sitting here trying to drink out of this fucking thing. It's not even
if open. You can't figure out what I was thinking about an itchy stick, well, then I'm just not going to say it because... I know people that would be disappointed that I was like, oh, I know what an itchy stick is.
But yeah. Is it like a white owl?
Take it upon yourself. No, there's, you can go get cream for it, you know, an itchy stick.
I'm going to be honest with you right now at this point. I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
You can go get cream for it. You know, you got to go to the doctor. We're like, need a good itchy stick.
We truly appreciate it.
See? They that thought it was funny, too. They got it. The itchy stick.
The itchy to the stick. Hey, speaking of sticks... baseball is coming back up.
Ooh.
The Spuds.
Knocking it with the sticks.
I'm pretty excited for baseball.
Yeah, I'm down. That's cool. I never get to go, but yeah. I'm always a supporter for sure, man.
Shit, yeah. They are looking for sponsors for this year. Host families, whatnot. Ooh. Well, I'm going to tell you this much, this, that, however. Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast hella supports the Casper Spuds.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
And I can't remember the... Because I'm short of memory sometimes, aren't you?
Well, it depends on the day. Today's Friday. I've been using all my memory all week long. So, yeah, Friday usually starts to get...
Well, I think a couple weeks ago, it was like 100 days until opening day or something. We're getting closer, though, folks. I don't remember
what you just said, bro.
Opening day, Casper Spuds.
Oh.
We're getting closer.
See, I told you it's Friday. It's that
squirrel. Ooh.
No, my memory. It's
speaking of squirrel.
Squirrel. Todd.
Mm-hmm.
I love Todd.
Where's Todd? Out in the garage. Mm. So, last night, when I was taking pictures of all that shit, moved him from the table where he was at last time. Either or, this, that, the other.
Mm-hmm.
And I fucking looked over, dude, and where I placed him, I'm like, oh my God, there's a fucking squirrel in here.
Oh, fucking A. Yeah. Hell yeah.
He's like, oh shit, that's Todd. That's why I had to take a video of him. But then I was thinking too, like, Todd, he's making a comeback. The last time that Todd, like, really made a hardcore push was during election season. And we don't talk politics. It sounds like my nose is stuffed up. We don't talk politics.
We don't talk politics.
But the last time there was the election, there was a campaign video for Todd.
I just think Todd has been fucking trying to put his fucking whatever he's got. It's your grandpa.
Yeah.
I like your guys' podcast. I think your guys' shit is the shit. And he's pissed off that we left Todd sitting around.
I know. Well, why I was saying he's getting ready to come back up because it's election year.
Okay.
We're going to have to make a video.
I see what you're saying.
We're going to make a campaign video for him.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
The last time.
Dude, who doesn't want to vote for Todd?
I know.
I mean.
The last time that there was a vote for Todd.
Have you ever seen any Idiocracy?
Yes.
Now is the time for people to vote for Todd.
Cheers. Where's that cheers button?
Now is the fucking time.
We got a new shout out. We got a new shout out on the show.
Calm the fuck down, guys.
We got a new shout out on the show. It was actually coming from you because you experienced it.
Okay.
Do you remember the name of the spa? It was on the other side of town.
Oh, Mountain View. Liquor store. There's a store right there in Mills. Cool place.
Friendly service, obviously.
Oh, man. Totally.
We wouldn't even be talking about it.
Right. No, and they are super cool. Went in there, you know, like any other place. But
did you skip?
Well, I went in there and was like, hey, check this out. You know, I bent one of my cans.
Did you throw?
Yeah. I bent one of my cans.
See, that's another art form.
And she was like, "Ooh, this is cool as shit." So then next day I came in, was like, "Hey, you know, I do this podcast. I'm buying some beer. You want to put my flyer in your place?" She's like, "Oh, hell yeah." So that's what we're doing. And yeah, you guys got to check out Mountain View Liquor. It's in Mills, kind of like right across from the fire station, right by that. It used to be Triggers. Yeah. Anyways, shout out to those guys. Thank you guys for hooking me up and putting our flyer in your place. And, yeah, pretty sweet for them to hang our shit up in their place.
Yeah, shit. Also, we can't forget about Debo's painting. Shout out to him for that wonderful three-wheel bicycle.
Oh, yeah.
That he donated.
And I believe we should keep it the way it is. I know we've talked about... Oh, let's make it all cool. I love it.
It is like another form of artwork. Speaking of,
for sure,
another form of artwork. We can't forget about Trailer Park Baker. She's got them cakes.
Get them. Any of them, little ones, big ones, cups.
The Kamikaze Kid. We can't forget about him.
Oh, check him out, dude. Like him, we are professionals. And don't try this shit at home.
Yeah, this podcast really isn't edited. It's not.
And it's...
is kind of a pain... kind of a pain in the ass. Don't try it at home.
We are professionals.
Mm-hmm.
I think it takes like 5-6 years. I don't know. It depends on the fact that
they continuously change up the platform irritates me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Reason being, it was like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
When I went to go upload everything, and everything's switched up. Which is very frustrating.
I hear you. I was going to say something that I don't remember. What?
These people keep getting wild in here.
Guys, I mean, thanks. Thanks, guys. Thanks. Yeah.
So, some sort of, I guess, current news, which is kind of interesting, sports related.
Okay.
Jake Paul is going to be fighting Mike Tyson.
Oh, please. Please. Is this on is Netflix. It really a real thing? I saw this and was like, bullshit. And then I never looked into it. Well, you know me.
Yeah.
Either or. My phone is my phone, and I do Facebook for our podcast. Yeah. Whatever.
Well, when I seen it at first, too, that's what I was thinking, right? I'm like, what the fuck? Is this like a meme?
Somebody made some stupid shit. Yeah.
Who knows if it's going to happen?
I heard on the radio. They were talking on the fucking radio about it. It was like, all right, maybe it is a real thing. I don't know.
Well, here's another question to ask.
Okay.
Do you think if you have a Netflix subscription, if that does really happen,
that you get it for free?
Or do you think they're going to make you pay?
There's no fucking way. There's no way.
I know.
They would give it to you for free. I don't believe so. If it did, I would, like, send them a fucking letter.
Hey, thanks, guys.
That's pretty cool that you gave me that for free. Because I remember when my dad paid $700 or some stupid fucking shit. It wasn't 700 bucks. Today's cash.
Oh, yeah.
It was 700. You know what I mean? Mm. He paid $300 or 200 and something to get freaking Mike Tyson show on pay-per-view. We had a big party. We had all these people at our house. 25 seconds or whatever that shit was like. Bam, 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 done. Yeah. But, yeah, I guess I kind of got off track on
that. Oh, no. Well, do you... No, dude. We'll see. That's it. Well, it brings it back to the same shit, though. Like, I mean, if you actually have a Netflix subscription, do you think they're going to make you pay more for it? I mean, exactly.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Because it almost like goes back to like the basic cable type shit.
Right? Well, yeah, that shit was weird back then. But yeah. I don't know, man. Obviously,
it's all a publicity stunt.
It is. If they're going to fight for real, like, for real, I don't know if Mike has been doing any kind of training, man. If he has, I don't give a shit how old he is. I'd be scared of that. One punch.
Yeah. Dude.
I've seen it my whole fucking life.
Here's
that made my dad super pissed off. Twice. Two times he did that.
Here's another crazy thing to put into perspective that I seen the other day.
And I've never seen Jay Paul fight. That's his name, right? Jay Paul or something?
Jake Paul.
Jake Paul.
Yeah.
I've never seen this motherfucker fight because I can't afford him.
Younger guy.
Well, I've seen shit on the phone. I've never seen him fight. I've never seen any of his clips, any of that shit. But, I mean, natural thoughts in your head say, well, a young guy is going to beat the shit out of an old guy, but if you get fucking caught with a fucking Mike Tyson punch, I don't give a fuck who you are. I played that video game a lot of times.
So coming back to what I was going to say, isn't it crazy to think right now that in Mike Tyson's punch out, would the dude that you're actually playing, is that Jake Paul?
Oh, fuck no. Well, you can't.
You know what I mean? Because Tyson
punch out.
And he's like trying to.
you mean fucking
the Nintendo?
He's fucking Little Mac.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. All right.
The rookie.
That would be he's the rookie of the game. That would be, people would buy the fuck out of it right now. You had the best idea ever. We probably ought to not say this. Somebody's going to
steal our
shit.
Well, it was Mike Tyson's punch out, dude.
Right, but I'm just saying, they came out with a new game that is exactly the same.
Where you could kick.
And it's fucking, Mike Tyson is the very end guy.
Ooh.
And Jake Paul, Jake, whatever the fuck. Is Little Mac.
Maybe that's...
He's got little blonde hair and shit.
Maybe that's why he's... Maybe that's why he was trying to do it. Just try to be like...
You have to fight the hippo Mac. Guy. You gotta fight the hippo guy and fucking dodge. Yeah. Punch him in the belly button.
Jake Paul's trying to be like Lil Mac.
Right.
Lil Mac.
We should start a video game, dude. We got to get a hold of somebody.
Yeah.
Let's fucking remake a video game.
What? Okay, so this is beautiful. So if you could make your own video game, what would it be, man?
The one I just said right now.
Just that sounds boxing?
Badass. No, like a new, but it would be able to, it's just like playing fucking Punch Out back in the day.
Oh,
super
yeah.
Super simple. B-A-B-A-B-A. No fucking around with all the stupid buttons and shit.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or, well, anyways, I'll finish with that one. And we could do it online. We can get down.
We can get down to the nitty gritty, baby. Yeah.
Make a cool ass avatar, whatever the fuck you call it. A guy.
Well, okay. Another question for you. So when you were playing video games, when you were younger, one of your favorite games, what was one of the things that you was like, man, I really wish I could do this, but you can't do it?
Like in real life, you mean?
Well, I mean, I guess is the, no, like the video game aspect. You know, because I remember you always talked about you loved Zelda.
Right.
So what was one of the things on that game that you wished that you could do?
Oh, like have triple jump. You get double jump. It takes fucking forever to get jump, double jump. I wish I could have like triple jump or infinite jump. Mm. Whatever. Just, there's lots of shit in that game. It's like, dude, come on, man. I got to fucking go all around and do all this stupid shit. I can see it. Let me just jump the fuck up there. Yeah. Shit that, like that. Yeah.
The wrestling games was for me.
Yeah, see, I never I wanted really...
to get into, like, when they, like, I don't remember what year it was or whatever, but like when they introduced, like, you could like fuck people up on tables and bring right. chairs into the aspect and
right.
Well, start I guess
slamming
yeah,
motherfuckers yeah. off of the.
I guess we've talked about this on the shit before, but that AEW game and the barbed wire and fucking.
See, I didn't play any of those games, man. I played them way back in the day. And, like, the very first Nintendo wrestling game had the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase. And it had Hulk. And it had Andre the Giant. And I don't remember who the other person was. But, I mean, that was who you could be.
Yeah.
And it was
yeah.
the most... basic thing
you know
ever.
What you know what all bullshit aside if I remember correctly Hulk Hogan was on the cover of it
yeah 100%
yep I yeah it was like WrestleMania or something like and that but was, but yeah like you were saying
it was turd
yeah
it was nothing
they had some other
it was like, nothing. You walked around the thing and you could go,
yeah, punch, kick.
If you happened to walk into the guy when you went, it would knock him down. And then you had to hit the button.
Mm.
And that was it.
And then by the time the match is done, your B button's all fucked
right.
up.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. Wrestling.
Yeah, that was a cool game. Thanks, Konami.
Yeah. So, haven't done it in a while, I guess, but Burger Shop Stories.
I'm you gonna have bring a story from the Burger Shop?
Well, I have a few, but I'm just going to go to the one because I think it is funnier than hell, but kind of fucked up in a sense. Well,
I
not only either or.
I think, okay, I thought we were talking about something, but whatever. I think we're good.
Dude comes in with his wife, lady, girlfriend, whatever the case may be. Well, anyway, she goes to order a beer. Politely gives me her ID. And this guy is like kind of quote unquote flexing, I guess. What do the kids say nowadays? Capping?
I don't fucking know, bro. Either. No idea.
And
flexing?
Yeah. Yeah. Word.
I know what that means.
Word.
I know what that means.
Yeah. Yeah. Can I get a Modelo? Yeah. Gotcha, man. Can I see your ID? I ain't got it on me. Is that going to be a problem? Yeah, kind of, man.
It's like $2,500 fine if I give it to you and you're a fake fucking dude.
Well, that here's
got sent here to fuck with me.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And here was the crazy thing. What I went in the back, and then I was like, well, I was telling Trevor about it. And, he's like, you know, oddly enough, it's crazy because someone tried to give us one of them stings or whatever.
Right.
But, like, I seen that cat dude, and, like, he, like, had his wallet, and I don't know. But here was the other crazy thing, too, is, like, they left their kids out in their vehicle while they came inside and ate, dude.
Yeah, that's fucked up. That's weird.
Where is that want?
But the fucking... Yeah, I fucking got her, dude.
You nailed it.
Got her.
Another crazy burger shop story from today. Person comes in, gets a drink, right? Yeah. Do you guys have any dessert? Sure do.
Oh, you do?
Only one on tap, not like beer. It's a brownie, and it comes hot and served, my man.
Hell yeah. Cool.
For a limited time only. Right. Anyway, this.
Bird. I didn't know. I Dude, just that was a was slick. Like, oh, yeah?
That was like a slick little rhyme.
That was fucking good, son. That was fucking badass.
But they left, right? Mm-hmm. And, crazy thing was, is later on, you know, we were just hanging out and everything, and shout out to my shirt brother, Sean. We were up front, and we had been out there pretty consistently back and forth, and
consistently,
all of a sudden, the bathroom door opened and someone emerged and came out, and it was that person. And me and Sean looked at each other as the person was walking out, and they're like, thanks, guys. Like a motherfucker, dude.
Okay.
I'm like,
that's crazy.
Dude, did you see them come back in here? No, were they in the bathroom the whole time? I'm like, no. I witnessed them walk. Yeah, crazy.
That's crazy.
Crazy burger shop stories. Anywho.
I thought that thing was longer. It's not longer.
Well, for the past couple weeks, remember how we've been going back to the 90s?
Yeah.
There is a show Well, they all come around now. And I don't know if it's like a train or something, because there was Dark Side of the Ring. And then I went to Dark Side of the 90s. Well, anyway, I seen Dark Side of the 2000s.
Oh, yeah?
Dude. Do you remember? Well, obviously you do. Howard Stern.
Okay.
That guy was a fucking piece of shit, dude.
I guess. Yeah, I don't know. I never fucking met the dude.
Yeah, well, touche. But, like, it was one of those things, like, well, yeah. Yeah, very true.
But I know what you mean. I know exactly what you mean.
And then, like, there was, like, these other women that were coming on there that were, like, on the show. And, like, this one gal's, like, I can't believe, like, I'm doing this. I'm not going to do this. And she still did it, which was fucked up.
Yeah.
But I don't... And, like, the dude was... I don't know, man. I guess you would have to watch it. But remember, he had the private parts thing. There was another thing, too, where there was another... Ooh, there we go. The radio DJ stuff. Yeah. It was called Shock Jocks. That was the couple episodes.
Yeah.
There was another radio DJ. Can't recall his name. But...
The Wolf?
No. Shit. No, man, it was like something.
He was from like Cincinnati or some shit. The Wolf. That dude was fucking legend.
This guy was out of Chicago.
Ooh, okay.
Man, I suck at these things sometimes.
No,
but
no, it's all good.
We're gonna picture it in our mind.
Right. Okay. Somebody will tell us.
Yeah.
No, it's cool.
Yeah,
man.
That's why you need to comment.
Yeah.
That's why you need to comment, because
fucking let us know what we're wrong about.
Well, we love interaction.
So, and like and share.
That's right. Share with your neighbor's dog or your cat, squirrel.
Follow. Like, and share.
So this dude's father.
Right.
Passed away.
Okay.
And then Howard Stern got on his show, talked about how he was going to fuck his. You know what I'm talking about. Okay. Yeah. Holy moly. We're taking it to another level right now. You know what I mean? Holy shit, dude.
Woo.
And then there was the other man, I can't even remember what their names are. I'm sure somebody does, but we're not gonna give them the plug on here. Because this is because this is Three Wheel Bicycle coming out of Casper Way.
And
but yeah, they were they were talk show host, this, that, the other. And the fucked up thing was, is outside the building that they were doing the show, there was this homeless dude out there.
Okay.
And they would like, it would be a segment of their show, nonetheless. Right. Right. And weeks go on, and then picture this in your mind. Super fucked up. You want to trade?
Sure, dude.
We're vape trading.
Let's fucking vape trade.
He's
bro.
Doing the rod.
And vape trade.
Anyway, so they go up to him again. And the dude's like, oh, here, and presents him this cake.
Ooh.
Right?
Yeah.
And the one dude looks at it as the fucking guy outside, like, just put it down, like, presenting it, like, hey, man, looking, and stomps on it, dude, in front of everybody.
Really?
And there is, man, I'm not going to fucking get into it anymore because I don't want to waste my fucking breath. But the shitty part about some of the watching some of that shit was like, how are these fucking people getting the audience that they do? I mean, I guess if you keep doing like the crate, I don't know, man. Like,
did you see the latest fucking video that is the most fucking watched video ever?
Huh.
Well, not yet. It's working on it. It's a fucking bowl of strawberries with fucking chocolate on it. 45 million fucking, like, views or some shit. It's just a video of a bowl of chocolate or a bowl of strawberries with chocolate on top of it, and it just moves around.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I found something. Well, I guess I didn't really like find either or. So on the Snapchat thing, they have like this little option that's like spotlight or whatever.
Right.
Okay. And anytime anytime I'll put out like an art piece or like a podcast thing, I'll put it on there because, yeah, you know, it'll, you know, eventually try to get a little bit of reach, I guess. So when I would attach our podcast like link on there, it wouldn't get very much reach, because the link wasn't valid. The fuck?
Right. What is that?
Well, okay. Here's another, well, different platform.
Right.
The other night when I put, dude, and I was speaking earlier when you were talking about that, the beat that you did and everything. Mm-hmm. That video that, dude, crazy magic. So when I was, well, I don't really edit anything, obviously. Right. I'll just take like a clip or whatever. Yeah. But it was of Joey talking about like the DIY thing and all that and their band and whatnot.
For sure.
And I was like going through videos and it was just like the fucking 20 seconds long. Right. I'm like, what the f-? Anyway, but
I forgot what it was.
Yeah, with the link thing, like, when I tried sharing it on the other things and then, I tagged you, them guys and all that. And then like, it wasn't an actual link on the fucking Facebook platform, which was, I don't know.
Right.
Social media sucks sometimes, but it is a free platform. I mean, we got to.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully fucking Rodman sends us some money.
Yeah.
I mean, his fucking vapes.
I've had this sucker. I got this from Forbidden Leaf.
Right. Yeah. Shout out to Forbidden Leaf.
Yeah. That's another thing.
That's where I got mine, too. Funky Town.
Funky Town. I can't believe we're vape smoking. I don't smoking, fucking, dude.
My douche flute tastes fucking delicious.
I forgot about that word. Or what it was used to be called or something.
I called everybody at my work that had
douche flute.
Fucking douche fluting. Look at them guys over there douche fluting. The main reason I do it is because it's
cheaper.
Yeah, I've had this motherfucker for like almost a month, dude.
Dude, cigarettes are fucking retarded expensive.
I know.
Oh, wait, I can't say. I mean, they are mentally challenged expensive. Sorry. Mentally challenged expensive. Just erase that part. Oh, wait, we don't edit.
We don't. I'm fucked. So.
I'm going to get canceled, bro.
Do you want to? So we have, well, all of our wonderful listeners, I can't say this repeatedly. We truly Why? Appreciate you. Well, I mean.
I can say it repeatedly. You can put it right on here and I'll repeat it over and over.
All you Spotify listeners, iHeart listeners.
Sorry.
On all those wonderful platforms, we got to give a shout out to Middle of the Road Podcast. As per usual, off the cuff. I can't wait to listen to the new episode that they just put out. They're pushing out more shit, which is better than bone.
Well, I mean, I guess.
Shouldn't you put more shit out? It's healthy.
Always. That's what I try to do. I get it out. It's got to get out.
Speaking of pushing shit out, active light photo. She's always taking those beautiful photos. We got to give a shout out to her little Molden Bucks.
I'm doing this shit like.
Yeah, on the fly.
Freestyle, dude.
On the fly. Oh. I remember what I wanted to speak on.
Okay.
Shout out to everybody that's bought a piece of artwork from Vanderheiden Design. Previously, in the past couple weeks, just everything, sharing stuff. Not only sitting there posting those pictures and pulling everything out, man, there are some deals. There are some deals.
Right.
Beautiful pieces of artwork. Cheap as fuck.
For sure, man.
And not to suck my own dick. I could paint. I can paint, my friends.
No, that's not what I was looking for. That's the one.
Well, the link is down below.
Oh.
If you're listening on those, well, on whatever wonderful podcast platform you're listening on.
Yeah. I mean, we're.
You know what I love about doing this shit is how the equipment is so much more better.
And we're way better at it than we used to be. Just saying.
Yeah. The other day, stumbled upon this documentary on HBO.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of Jason Derek Brown?
No.
Okay. I haven't dug far enough into it.
Okay. Okay.
Just because. You know what I mean? We're busy. We're busy as fuck. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At some point in time, I will dig deeper into this.
Okay.
He is one of... Okay. Shot this dude. Heart. This dude, yeah. Armored truck driver in front of the mall. Nobody's been able to find him.
Really?
Killed the man. Got away with it. So,
but he didn't go, like, take any money?
He did. Okay, so according to the movie, see, I need to dig more.
It's deeper. A movie?
It is. There is some pretty, renowned actors and actresses in it, I guess.
Okay.
So the FBI are looking for this dude. And he bought this house in the suburb, and the lady that owned the property lived right across the street from him.
Okay.
He was like a pretty boy type dude. Owed a bunch of people money. Hardcore money, okay. My man. Why? Don't know.
Because he's a douchebag? Oh, I'm...
Gambling problem? Gambling problem?
I don't know.
I don't know either. That's why I need to dig more into it. But that's why he went. And I don't know. Went and shot the dude. Got the fucking cash. It was like, according to the movie, it was like $50,000.
Really?
Which, I mean, really wasn't a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And the way the movie portrayed it.
Was it in 1981?
No, dude. It was in the 2000s. Because
that was a lot of money in 1981.
Word. Yeah. But it was in the 2000s.
Okay. Well, fuck. That guy's just douchebag.
Well, yeah, but like...
It's
nuts. They can't find this fucking guy.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. To this day.
I wonder how much money we would get if we find him. I'll find this motherfucker. I'll find him. Find him tomorrow.
Here, do you want to see a picture? Let's see. I got. Oh, I do have screenshots.
Ooh, you got stuff a fucking yet. Picture?
Yep. Ow.
We better call Utah and see how much like they're going to give us. Maybe we start a new company, Stevie. Oh, I know that guy.
Yeah, he lives right up the street. That's Jake Paul.
Oh, I hung out with him fucking 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, back in high school.
Yeah, no, like 2 weeks ago. I saw him at the bar. He looks just like every fucking dude that's at the bar.
I know.
By themselves from out of town.
Getting back to crazy. Well, I guess looks, I haven't
that
really.
That dude looks straight up like fucking
Wilt Chamberlain.
No. Yeah, 100%. 100%. Wilt Chamberlain. No, fucking, the fucking guy that...
From Jersey Shore?
No, the dude that gets out of fucking Houdini. He looks like Houdini. He fucking straight up looks like Houdini.
That's his kid, man.
Yeah, it's Houdini's kid. That's why they're having problems.
He
can't fuck around with Houdini's kid.
This is kind of cool. Well, that sports related. Today's National Women's day, like we
Yes, it is.
Earlier. And this is kind of a hot topic. I'm excited to play the game. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
Apparently, there's some controversy over the new MLB game because there's going to be women playing on the game.
Why is that a thing?
Well, I mean, at the same time, like, does it fucking matter?
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. Why is it controversy? That's fucking weird. Okay.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Why would you have a fucking problem with that?
See, and this kind of almost leads into the next thing. I mean, everybody, Sigmund Freud, I mean, very smart man.
Oh, yeah, that guy, yeah.
Here's a quote of his. Where does a thought go when it's forgotten?
Through the asshole.
We got lots of wisdom.
Through the asshole. It goes out the asshole. I'm pretty sure. That's what farts are.
Farts and three-wheel bicycle podcast.
I'm pretty sure that's what farts are. Just saying.
One more. Couple more shout-outs. Before we get up out of here.
Oh.
Queen Bee Charcuterie. She catered the monochromatic art exhibit at the Nicolaisen.
Sweet. Hell yeah, man.
Food was amazing. Also, we truly appreciate everybody's feedback on each and every social media platform. And don't forget, that cage is for them birds. Nobody's got time for that.
Yeah.
Took a little potty break.
We're gonna end this show here.
How are you feeling, man?
I'm feeling pretty good, man.
Have you had a good time?
It was great. I love it every time. I know I don't talk as much as Stevie, but I still love you guys. It doesn't matter how much I talk. But I got music for you.
Which is... It's not... Well, yeah. It's off the top of the head. It's freestyle.
Right. Yeah, we never, like, sit down and make a list of what I'm going to say.
You're just going to have to do it.
Got you. This is what I do.
And we are that crew. That three-wheel bicycle podcast, baby. Did you learn something today?
You damn right.
You know, that's the other super rad thing about this podcast. Because, like, on the logo, it says a little bit of everything. We're laughing.
Right.
We're learning.
I do.
You're giving them sick underground beats. We had a fucking band that played in the garage last week.
Yeah. No,
It's that, a little bit of everything.
That fucking Looper guy don't have that.
Looper? Is that a movie?
That fucking guy I was talking about. Remember?
Todd.
That Looper guy. He's super famous. He does loops. Like I do.
Except for
he makes lots of money and we don't.
Well, I mean, in a sense, it's like not even really a joking matter. I mean, we were gonna talk about this, and thank you for reminding me. Well, obviously, we've talked about art forms and whatnot, and everybody, if you follow us on the social media platforms, you will see Josh messing around with this little pad. And it's not just little.
I love that. I'm going to call it that from now on, my little pad.
Yeah. 3 for $10. Jesus.
No, I hope that they give us some money. Shout out to Korg. It's a Chaosilator Pro.
Yeah. Well, but like, you know what I mean? I'm trying to like. You know, getting in the shoes of the listeners, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah, I hear you, man.
It's not just a little pad. Oh, it's you know what I mean? Like, he sits here and fucks with that thing, and it has so many different things.
I listen, go back to the old shows. That's go back and check out the old shows. You'll see.
And You know what cracks me up sometimes? Well, not sometimes. All the time. They don't like the music or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, what's up? Well, if anybody tries to do anything online, you know how much of a pain in the ass it is to mess with music.
Yeah.
We don't have to. I make it. Boom.
Yeah. This is copyrighted music.
Yeah. Don't fucking copy my shit.
This is copyrighted music. Fuck with it. We'll come to your house.
Yeah. I know people in New Jersey.
Yeah. Ooh. Speaking in other states.
Stevie knows people in Boston, so don't fuck around.
Boston?
Oh, I meant Chicago.
Hey, we do got to give some shout-outs. More shout-outs. Shout-out to Dwayne Watson out there. Yeah,
for sure.
And Jay Garavaway. On the other side of the pond. When I sit here and give these shout outs, they have more than likely been on the podcast. That's why you gotta scroll down.
100%.
We gotta give a shout out to the band Repent. Them guys are doing some cool stuff. Now, the dog's barking. Shout out to System Restore. They got a show coming up. There's a show coming up at Oil City Beer Company tomorrow. But when this comes out, it's not going to be relevant. I think someone's outside.
Maybe.
We have the right to bear arms.
Arf! 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 Arf!
All right, like we said once before. We truly appreciate each and every one of you that allow us to invade your ear. From this week to that week, if you're traveling, running on the gym, in the gym, outside of the gym, relaxing on the beach. Click them links. What else would you be doing while you'd be listening to this podcast, my man?
Me?
Yeah. Driving, in the gym, studying, maybe. Well, I guess you probably won't be doing that if you're studying.
I play gym magic games.
And listen to podcasts?
Yes, sir. And this music right here.
Thank you, everybody, that's been rocking with us. Please do us a favor. Go down below. Check out them older episodes. We're rocking it live in the basement, Casper, Wyoming. Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast.
Hell yeah.
Unedited.
About to be the first time I get to. Yeah.
I wonder how long this episode's been going. The cool thing about these, it don't even matter.
Hey.
Ooh, damn.
You good? You good?
Yeah.
I got 20 minutes of shit. We'll make her an hour and a half.
I think it might have fucked the dog on the Steal Your Podcast episode. I'm going to hit them guys up March 16th. Like we were saying before, it's hard to keep up with everything. Well, you know, unfortunately, it is that time where we end this wonderful broadcast, podcast, coming out of Casper, Wyoming. We're going to have to do them shout-outs one more time. Ooh, I do have another clip that I recorded that'll... Yeah, I'm just going to add to the end of the show. When Joshin was fucking around. So you just gotta stick around. Thank you once again to our wonderful sponsors, Little Shop of Burgers, Forbidden Leaf, Elite Custom Apparel,
Trailer Park Baker,
Two Bulls Tattoo,
Mountain View Liquor, up there in Mills,
B Diesels,
also in Mills.
Can't forget about Vanderheiden Design, some of the slickest artwork you have ever seen. You just gotta go click that link below. Can't forget about Debo's painting.
Hell yeah.
If you're looking to get the outside or inside of your house painted professionally, Little Shop of Burgers for the best cheeseburger hamburger voted in Casper, Wyoming. Another thing that was voted, number 3 for broadcasting, is Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast. I am your host, Stevie V. Yeah.
I'm Joshin. Fucking with the music.
We're out of here. We love you. Hopefully you laughed, learned, tapped your foot, kicked that toe, tipped that hat. Hopefully not licked your toe. just keeps getting higher and higher. I feel like I'm in a swamp. Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast, Stevie V,
Josh, and